It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 7. We just finished the sixth chapter last time we were together, and so we're going to look at the seventh chapter today, and we're going to read the whole chapter. And so please that you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 7. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and begin to read along with me today. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house unto the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, and the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of the earth, of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of the clean beasts, of the beasts that are not clean, of the fowls, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of the heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved upon the earth, both the fowl, and of the cattle, and of the beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. In all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping thing and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. Noah only remained alive, they that were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Let's begin with prayer after we've read the seventh chapter. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time. It seems as a time that maybe isn't a time of enjoyment as we look at the judgment that fell upon this earth. Father, we know that there's a judgment coming once again. So please help us to look to you and trust in you as our Savior. Come by faith, Lord, please, that we understand the need of salvation. We understand that we're a sinner and we're lost and we need to be saved, Lord. Please, that there's no one that's listening today that does not know and understand that and then does not come to you. Please, Lord, that they respond to your call today. Noah responded. His sons and their wives responded as the Lord called and says, come thou and all thy house unto the ark. Please that you come today to Jesus Christ. Let him show you your sin today and show you the way of salvation today. Please come. Please trust in him. Father, it's just wonderful to be able to study your precious word, even though we are talking about something that's the most horrible event that has happened upon this earth, the destruction of man. And it came because it was necessary. And so, Father, I'm not saying that it wasn't right, because it was. It was necessary because of the wickedness. I can't imagine things being more wicked than they are today. And yet we know they were, because you destroyed them at one time because they were so wicked. There was not one thought that was right. It just, Father, it's hard to imagine that. Please, Lord, guide and lead us now as we study this precious word, your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture, and as I just made reference to the wickedness in the Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Oh, to have a position and a place that the wickedness was so bad. We've looked at the construction of the ark, the means of salvation for Noah and his family, and anyone else that would have come, plus all the animals, whether it be the cattle or the creeping thing or the fowl of the air, everything that was here was going to face that. Now, you've probably figured out by now, the only thing we haven't talked about is the fish. They survived this time, but everything else died. And so the means of salvation was given by the Lord's direction. It was his instruction. Noah followed those instructions, and because he followed those instructions by faith, he received salvation. He was saved from this flood. We will be the same way. If we follow God's direction and instruction, please, that you don't come up with your own plan. Maybe it's a plan that's been in your family for many years because it was handed down in your church. This is the way you do it. You follow in baptism, and then you do all the right things. And when you go to your infant baptism, as many places have today, why, they think that that's when the Holy Spirit comes in, and they have come up with so much of their own plan and their own way. They have taken away from the simplicity of the Word of God. God's Word is so simple, and it's so clear. You know, you're born, and you need to be born again. When you need to be born again is when you recognize your sin. And when you recognize your sin, it's because you have been exposed to the Word of God. And God, if you search after God, truly after the true God, God will give you a means to have someone speak to you or to present to you His Word clearly and perfectly, that you will know that you're a sinner. You need to confess that sin and turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. It's that simple, and that can be done at any point in time in your life as long as that call is there. Now, if you have felt the call of the Holy Spirit, there can be a time that call will end. I don't know when that is in your life. I know that I came by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusted in Him. You need to do the same thing. Do not play a game with God, because if you feel the convicting spirit upon your heart showing you your sin, it's time to come, and so you come today. Noah, he didn't say, oh, it doesn't look like it's going to rain yet. I think we got a little more time. He didn't say, when he was given the directions of building this ark, that we'll get around to it one of these days. And then when he began to build, he built it his own way. Well, that's exactly what we do today when we change God's way and God's plan. Noah didn't. I want you to see that. I want you to understand clearly that Noah did not change a thing that God had told him to do. And we need to do the same way when we come to him and find salvation, Jesus Christ. The only way that can truly be done is if we do it by God's way and God's plan. Last time we were together, we took a few minutes. We looked at about everything else as far as the size and the window and the door. And we looked at the pitch. And remember the word in the Hebrew here, every place else in the scripture, that word that is translated pitch here in the sixth chapter was translated as atonement every place else. Now that means and stands for the blood of Jesus Christ. And so what a wonderful picture that we have here, that this ark is covered with the blood inside and outside. And see, we're the same way. When we come to Jesus Christ and we follow his plan, his way, we're covered by the blood. It's a wonderful day to study God's word and all these beautiful pictures. I don't want you to miss a one of them. Now let's begin to look in the seventh chapter here, as we've kind of spent just a few minutes in review, Genesis chapter 7, the Lord said to Noah, "Come, thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Remember, we have talked about that. We've enjoyed the words that the Lord had said unto Noah, and Noah had that joy and had those opportunities because he followed by faith. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, verse 9 says. I'm in the sixth chapter. I've just totally got you lost today. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Now, to be perfect, there's no way in this old sinful body that we can be perfect. But in God's eyes, we can, because we come by faith. When we come by faith, our sins are taken away. That's how that Noah can be called righteous here, because he is walking by faith to and after the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, you come by faith today and serve the Lord by faith, serve God by faith. And the Lord said unto Noah, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." That's the only reason. He has been seen to be righteous because of his relationship with the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming by faith. He built the ark by faith. He entered the ark by faith. And now the call comes. And if I've said many times, for several times now, that the invitation says, "Come. Come," you know, and it's God is present in the ark. He is with Noah. And you know, when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. Here, as Noah enters into the ark, he enters into the safety, the presence of God is with him always. Same way with us. When we enter into salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us and abides with us forever. Now here we find that through this time of judgment, there's a special care that God is giving unto Noah, because he has been found to be righteous. He is found to be righteous because he has come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now you need to do the same. "Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, and male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, male and his female, and of fowls also the air by sevens, male and the female, and to keep the seed alive upon the face of the earth." Now, as we look at those two verses, that was Genesis chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, we people are always looking to say that there's the Word of God is not right, it makes mistakes, it's in error, and they says, you know, he said two, male and female, two of every kind, male and female, you know, of every living thing, of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. That's the 19th verse of chapter 6. And so you find that now, wait a minute here. He says, now you bring seven. I need sevens sets. Seven males and seven of their females to come upon the ark. Beasts that are not clean, two, male and female. Fowls that are clean, the air, sevens, male and female. Now, the reason, the purpose, we'll find as we come off of the ark, because we need the two, male and female, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive. They shall be male and female. Now, that was to repopulate the earth with whatever, whether it be of cattle or of birds or of any of the creeping things, whatever is present upon the earth to continue that, all went on to the ark. Now, those were the for the purpose of repopulating the earth with whatever line that they were coming from. Man, here we had Noah and his wife, and we had Noah's sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives. That's who went upon the ark as far as man is concerned. And then we have the set, the pair of everything else except for the clean beasts and the fowls of the air, the clean. The purpose of those, and we'll find when we finish this time, this period of destruction, of judgment, that the first thing that will be done is an offering. That offering unto the Lord. And the first thing is they build an altar and they offer sacrifices. That's the reason for the additional animals. It's got nothing to do with being a mistake or an error in the Word of God. It's at this point, it's time to load them on. Now we need one of each, a male and a female. Plus, bring along of the clean beasts and of the clean fowl of the air. I need you to bring those along because we're going to need to offer a sacrifice when this is over unto our God. And so please, and Noah understands this. Now, isn't it something, because we look in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy of this very call to the nation of Israel. Now, you look at the time period that has passed from here in Genesis, and if we look to Leviticus chapter 11, Leviticus chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these ye shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the explanation just continues to go. This is clean animals, unclean animals. And if we look to Deuteronomy, and you'll find that we're about 1,000 years, 900 years later, from the time that we're here in Noah to where we're getting this instruction for the nation of Israel. And so, isn't it something how that Noah was told of the clean beasts? How did Noah know that? Because, you see, God does not change his ways. You know, it's wonderful to look to the Word of God. Now, to the nation of Israel, it was a law. But to Noah, he understood what was a clean animal and what was unclean. And it was not a law to him, as it was to the nation of Israel, but it was still known to him. As we, you know, these things just didn't come back when we started offering the sacrifices back with Cain and Abel, remember? You know, those instructions were there. They were not in writing. The Word of God came unto Adam, and Adam instructed Cain and Abel on the proper way to bring an offering unto God. And we find that Cain did it his way. Today we've got a bunch doing their way. And Abel, he did it the right way. He did it God's way. And we need to be careful that we do the same thing. We follow after God's way and God's direction. Now, as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 14, And we're going to look at the sixth verse here. Of every beast that parteth the hoof, and cleaveth the cleft unto two jaws, and cheweth the cud among the beast, that ye shall eat. And it continues again with the division of the clean and the unclean. So we're told here in this second, third verse that they are to bring onto the ark two, male and female, of everything, plus an additional here of the seven, and of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, male and his female. And the purpose is going to be for the offering of sacrifices at the close of this judgment. And so please look at that not as a mistake in the Word of God, but as an additional instruction that Noah is receiving, because you need one of each to repopulate. Okay? The rest will be for offerings and for sacrifices. Now, the word come. It's wonderful, because as that word is given here in the first verse, we are said, come thou, all thy house, unto the ark. I want you to see a very favorite verse of Scripture, as many of the Scripture verses are my favorites, as we look at Matthew chapter 11 and to the 28th verse, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, in Matthew. To Noah, the words were, come thou and all thy house unto the ark. An invitation. I hope that you respond to that invitation today and you come to Jesus Christ. Now, as we continue, let's once again begin with the first verse, Genesis chapter 7. This is a beautiful story. In itself, however, it's terrible that we had gotten to the place where destruction, judgment had to come. The Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house unto the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, of the beasts that are not clean by two, male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. We have discussed all those things. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Noah did. Don't miss that. We have the invitation of to come. We have the construction of the ark and everything and the preparing. And now the finishing up of loading the food and loading the animals. Everything Noah did. Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. I have that underlined in my Bible. I hope that you do the same. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the waters of the heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that dwell in went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. As we read quickly through, we've read that a couple of times now, and it's just something that you can really glean off of as everything was as being done. We had the notification of 7 days. You know, we had had the time period, the long time period of the construction of the ark. But now we're down to 7 days. And if you'll notice that the word seven, the number seven, is always the number of completeness or of perfection. And so it was just like here that there are 7 more days. And when that time period was set, they began to bring everything together and everything upon the ark. And it was all loaded, and there was a deadline set. And you know, there's a deadline set for your life. I don't know when that day is, and I don't know when mine is, but I beg you to please be prepared to meet your God, because there is a multitude of people at this time during the flood that they weren't prepared to meet their God, because, you see, they didn't believe. They didn't come by faith. And actually, all those that believed were only those that were in the ark. That's the only ones left upon the whole face of the earth that truly believed God. Now, isn't that a terrible statement? That from the beginning of Noah, of Adam, to the time of Noah, that we're looking at about 1,700 years here. And in that period of time, that things had, instead of getting better, because, yes, Adam had sinned, but then they received the coats of skin, and Abel, he brought the right sacrifice, and yes, Cain killed Abel, but then came Seth, and Seth carried the line, and we have Enoch, a godly man. And as we look at all those names, and maybe you've always just kind of jumped through those names, we need to see that through all those things, that the witness of God remained, and still does to this day. The true witness of God remains, giving out the truth, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and please come and come by faith. Now, all these things are still set out before man. Those things were set out before man as Noah continued to preach, and yet they continued to reject and to ignore. And if that's your life today, judgment will come. You will face that judgment, and you will be condemned to the lake of fire, because that's where everyone that was at Noah's day. Now, when Noah here enters into that ark and judgment begins, mankind was so wicked that there is not one man left. His every thought was evil, was wicked. And that whole generation, all those people, went in to the center of the earth, I believe, is where that place of torment is located. They have remained there for some 4,300 years now, only to be called out, placed at judgment, the final call of judgment's made, and they'll be cast in the lake of fire. So to be in a place of torment, and a lot of people say today that this is hell right here on earth. Oh my, you have no idea what the place of torment nor the lake of fire is like. Now, Noah listened. Noah entered. And as we find it coming here, them entering into the ark, and the deadline being stated in 7 days. 7 days. And we read down through the 16th verse, it says, the Lord shut them in. Now, we looked at a few verses of Scripture today, just Matthew 11:28. We didn't look at a lot of other cross-references other than the ones here in Genesis. Please, that you understand there's a time, there's a deadline. And I don't want you to miss that. Because as here, they got the call 7 days. You don't have such a call. Your call is today. Today is a day of salvation. Please come. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?